All right, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. I got to tell you something. They're having so much fun in the studio this morning. We're just like... Good morning, Sandy Waters. What's up?
No, you know what it really was? It was a conversation that's uncomfortable for Scotty to have. So he was kind of trying to...
I'm a bit sad, a bit defeated, and a bit surprised. And we're going to put that in Jerker Justified coming up this morning.
But yeah. We'll make that the topic. Are you okay with making that the topic?
I have any choice?
Not really.
We talked about it?
Not really, because it's really good how your son denied you.
Yeah.
Cold-hearted denial.
It's a 63-degree start on this Thursday. It's Live Audience Thursday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today. We had some come through this morning, and then there's one more wave like around 7, 8 o'clock. That's the end, and then behind that is going to be gusty winds. We're talking 40 to 50 mile an hour winds today. And that's going to be popping through as the front changes over and 72-ish, something like that.
Today. Tie down that trampoline.
Yes. All right.
Saying it on behalf of all the neighbors.
Yeah. I drove off my street is a residential site, like a side street. So I'm on like a cul-de-sac and you know, dead end. So I pull out and I take a right and I'm going up toward the intersection. And it just took me for a second. There's this tree that has like buds on it or white flowers.
Okay.
Giant.
Okay.
It completely dropped every single flower from the buds.
Okay.
In a perfect circle over the center of the road, like off to both sides of the road. And it was like, I almost didn't want to drive through it. Like
I was just going to say like an ant that you're going to go around it.
Yeah.
I hear if you draw a circle around an ant, it won't cross that line because it thinks it's a wall.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I've never tried it. I saw on Instagram. And if I saw it on Instagram, it must be true.
It must be true. No, I was like, wow, I'm the first person to drive over here. Aww. I felt bad. I was like...
I felt bad.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm ruining nature's little...
Okay.
So anyway, so there's that. So today it's going to be windy. So those flowers are already down, those little buds.
Okay. It's Live Audience Thursday today. So, you know, guests are in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play Keep It PG, which I don't know how this is going to play out today because it's the ladies from the Susan B. Anthony house. Uh-huh. And they are so fun and they are so sweet.
No.
But you know how sometimes, and I don't really know them other than a nice conversation that we had.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes when you're representing your company.
You have to have that air.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is not what we do here for Live Audience Thursday. So I had to make sure she knew.
Does she knew we're doing shots, too?
I wrote it all in the text message. Yes. I go, you sure you're signing up for this? You can come in just as you, Allison, and it doesn't have to be from the Susan B. Anthony house.
Right.
We think you're going to get in trouble.
Right, exactly.
But
right.
We'll see how it plays out.
All right, sounds
good. Keep it PG is always
fun.
Seems
to be a pattern every time we do Keep It PG. There's some kind of like little like... butt clenchy like...
I know, it's always weird. Yeah. I don't know if it's... fun to listen to or not. I'm not quite sure yet, but I'm really hoping it. No. Am I hoping it ends in a tie so we can get to the audio tiebreaker?
I do hope so, because that'll make it even weirder.
This will be the third week we're trying to get to that tiebreaker. But anyhow, okay, that's coming up.
The Buzz.
Hey, it's Thursday morning at 98.9. The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy, Friday Eve. I'm Scott Pisano. There's Sandy Waters. Ready to go? Ready to go? Ready to go?
Hello. Okay, is having a stalker flattering to the ego?
Okay.
Because Scott Pisano's got a new stalker, right?
What are you talking about?
Aiden and Maddie are helping us out. They're our Thursday part-timers.
Thursday child.
They're our Thursday children. Yes.
Hi, guys. How's
it
going?
Aiden sent me a message, and he goes, you know what, Sandy? I know who Scott's stalker is.
Yeah, you have a stalker these days.
Who are you talking about?
So it's someone I happen to know very, very well. And this person... was in your presence on Tuesday afternoon.
Wait, your presence?
In my presence.
Who talks like this?
I don't know. I'm just making it dramatic.
Okay.
So, Tuesday? What was Tuesday? Hold on. Let me look here. Tuesday, we did the show. And then
in your presence.
Oh, I had the golf tournament out at Rondaquay Country Club.
For Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald House. Was she there?
Yeah, so
or he? I don't know.
I get a call on Tuesday, mm-hmm. you know, late afternoon, mm-hmm. and it's my mother, and mm-hmm. she goes, "Oh my God, you'll never believe this. You know who I was hanging out with today at this golf tournament? Scott Spisano." And I was like, "Oh my God, no way! That's so cool."
Yeah.
You're that hanging out with my mom behind my back?
I love it. Aww. How about that, Scott?
Why didn't she say hi? I don't remember meeting.
She meant to. I don't really know. I think it was just a lack of opportunity with the event going on. And, you know, that could also be true.
Oh, my gosh. She was too nervous to go up and say hi to you.
Did she mention I scared the crap out of her by any chance?
She did not. I'll ask.
Okay, so
wait, how?
Do you know how the Irondequoit's Country Club's laid out? The bar area, it's upstairs, you know, and then there's a big porch.
Okay, right. Oh, right.
Now, half the golfers are outside in the porch, half are inside, and we want to get the little event started. So the mic happened to break, so we had a megaphone.
What?
So I opened the door.
Oh, no.
To the porch, and I squeezed the button, and the siren went off. So I was like, breathe! Everyone's like,
oh my God, you are so embarrassing.
I'm like, come on in, everybody.
Oh my God.
I'm like, free underwear changes, so I can come back.
Oh my, you probably did do a cheesy joke. Is that what your mom said? That, oh, I love him so much, him and his cheesy jokes.
Yeah. right about on point there. That's well done with the siren.
We have to bring your mom in so she can hang out with Live Audience Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll have to make that happen.
Mama Aiden.
There weren't a lot of women golfers in that tournament.
Did she golf or was she just...
I don't know, actually.
Oh.
She's a financial advisor, so I don't know if she was there on business or if... I didn't talk to her very long.
It's your mother. How do you not know?
I was out running errands when she called.
Does she golf?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay, cool.
So she was probably golfing.
She was probably golfing then.
Yeah.
How do we know the answer to that question more than you do?
Scott was there.
Yeah.
No. How do we, like, figure out that your mom was probably golfing and you were like, I don't know.
No. The course was open just for that only. I don't think there was any other people there. It was just the golfers.
Okay, so now you have a stalker. How do you feel?
I feel
great. It's been a while since you had.
Yeah. No police report yet, though, which is good.
Scott did have a stalker back in the day, and that's when I was an intern, and he goes, if this girl calls, tell her I'm not here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how am I supposed to do that when you're on the air?
whatever.
Oh, that's so cute.
Well, tell your mom I said hi, and make sure you got to get her in here someday.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll get it done soon. And, it's one of those small world moments, I think, too.
Yeah.
Spisano and Sandy.
Okay, happy Father's Day weekend to all you dads out there.
How about that?
Once a dad, always a dad. That's what I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
Can you relate to this? 818-2899. So I was talking to my dad, and he told me the funniest story. I'm like, wow, I thought my dad was overprotective.
Yeah.
He was telling me how his friend, and he said it so nonchalant, like it's no big deal.
What?
His friend has his daughter on Life 360. Now, his daughter is my age, okay? She's an adult woman with three kids.
She's like 40, 50.
Yes. Ish.
Ish.
And he says, I forgot what we were talking about. Just in passing, he has his daughter on Life 360. And when she sees that she's speeding, he'll call her.
Oh, geez.
I saw that you were speeding today. You need to slow down. I go, wait a minute. She's a grown-ass woman with three kids. And he follows her every time.
That's whacked. Is he Italian?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
is awesome.
Not so whacked now that I think of it.
Oh, you know why we were talking about? Because we all have, like, I have my parents on Life 360 and they can follow us. So we were joking around how we follow each other on Life 360. And he goes, I don't call you. At least I don't call you when I see you speeding. I'm like, what are you doing?
What do you have? I'm not on Life 360. You can actually stalk the person and see how fast they're going?
Yeah. Yeah, it tells you how fast.
That's crazy.
Life 360 is insane because, like, my daughter had to fly to Syracuse for a work trip. And then sometimes it'll just buffer. So she's driving to Syracuse, fly out of Syracuse. And I'm like, wait, why are you buffering? Are you in an accident or is it buffering? So it's not always the best. See, this is my parents are at home. Lexi's at home.
Uh-huh.
I'm at work.
Oh, wow.
So you can see everybody. And then
who we got on there?
I got the family and mom and dad. I want you. Can I have you on here?
Yeah.
Anyhow,
yeah.
Once a dad, always a dad.
Absolutely.
What's that thing? What's that thing for you?
I think, like, just always, like, there's now that both of my kids are growing up, right, and out of the house, it's more like a, every so often I'm like, I want to touch base. And I call them. I'm like, hey, hi. They're like, what do you want? I'm like, well, nothing. I just want to say hi.
What do you want? Yeah, but do you have like a go-to something? Like a phrase you always say, like check your oil. Like my dad's always like, any trip I take. And when I say trip, I mean the east side.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough oil in your vehicle? Did you check your oil? When's the last time you checked your oil?
Okay, like, oil. Hmm. I do it more to my wife than I do to my kids.
Yeah, you don't do it, sure. Do you?
You don't really have that
fatherly.
Don't say that.
That fatherly thing.
Not a really. Because, like, for instance, my one son is over the last 3-4 years, 5 years now, has been accumulating real estate and fixing and flipping houses and all that kind of stuff.
Nothing to do with once a dad, always a dad.
I can't give him one bit of advice.
Yeah, but you're still
like
her dad.
Like I said, I'm like, make sure you put
Maddie
smoke.
Ate
make sure
it.
They have
you
a,
guys are
make
young.
Sure they have a lease. You know, I don't know what to tell them, these kids.
It doesn't have to pertain to their job. It's like, I don't know. Do you guys have something that your parents always say no matter what?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's your thing with that.
Definitely. My dad, still to this day, and my entire time growing up, mm-hmm. he had the phrase, excuses are the nails that build the house of failure.
Oh, wow. Love that.
That's a really good dad saying. And
see?
As a kid, that's really annoying saying. To continue to hear. But as like I've grown up and matured, obviously, it's something that has stuck with me.
And it's like true, right?
Yeah,
and it is true.
Oh,
how about you, Maddie? You got anything?
He has many clever sayings. But mm-hmm. the only thing that really comes to mind is both my parents love to remind me, they're like, you know, we're not always going to be here. You know, you and your sister, you need to stick together. Like, we're not always going to be here. And I'm like, you guys aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Please do not play that card right now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Too soon.
Yeah.
I might say that, too.
Yeah.
If my kids don't give me a kiss goodbye, I'm like, well,
yeah. I could be dead.
I hope I'm still here when you get home.
Yeah, you're so lucky. Say goodbye like it's the last time every time.
Okay.
My only phrase is, hey, come on.
Yeah, that's your phrase.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. I just lost it now. On socials, I'm 35, and he still asks if I need gas money.
Aww.
Aww, I love that.
That's awesome.
Once a dad, always a dad. Happy Father's Day weekend. The Buzz.
Pizzano, Sandy, Live Audience Thursday starts in an hour.
Okay. Mm. This is a tough one. When someone says, hey, listen, I don't love my husband anymore. What do I do? Mm. So we got this voice message from the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app. And you can leave us a voice message whenever you want.
Yeah.
And her message, I didn't know. She didn't leave a phone number first off. So I'm like, oh, great. Now we can't even get a hold of her to find out more details about this. But I was like, wow, that is kind of special that she thought of us to leave this message. So if you could help her out.
Yeah. Take a listen to what she left us.
So first time, long time. I don't know if messages count.
Yay.
But
first time, long time. Yay. Yay.
I feel really bad saying this out loud, but my husband lost his job. Mm. And now I'm so unattracted to him.
Oh.
Because he wakes up late, stays in his jammies all day.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys who I work with, and they work in sales, are all so motivated, so polished.
Oh, boy. Mm.
And then I come home from work, and there's my husband in his jammies. I mean, he's trying to find a job, and I understand it's really hard for him right now, and he's trying to be very helpful around the house, but I don't know. I feel very bad that I'm seeing a side of him I never saw before.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And I don't know if this is a phase or if this is really a thing. I hear you guys helping people all the time, so just wanted to put it out there and see what you guys thought.
Oh, God.
818-2899, or you can reach out to us on socials, 98.9 The Buzz. I understand what she's feeling. If I were to go to work, busting my butt, and I come home and my husband's still in his jammies, that would drive me insane.
Did you ever
and then,
think that?
As I say that and think that, role reversal, I'm always looking like a hot mess if my husband gets home from work and I'm always in my jammies.
Okay.
And I'm like,
all
right. So when I heard her message, I was like, oh no, I wonder if my husband is thinking this too. Like, oh, there's my wife.
It's like, you know, perception is reality instead of what actually happens is reality. So that's big. But, you know, first thing I thought of is he's like really depressed because he probably was an equal breadwinner, right, in the family.
Yeah.
And he can't get a job. And when they sound like they're not young, but right. Like, I can imagine the daily grind of what that generation or our generation has to work 24/7, weekends, and she's in sales, so I get it. My wife's in sales, and she's stressed out. He's probably bummed and depressed, and yet a bit, I don't want to say relieved, but finally got, and this is horrible, but finally got a chance to unhook for a minute and regroup.
Whereas
he knows he's going to get back into it again, and he's going to get right through the meat grinder when he gets back into work again.
She did say in 818-2899, mm-hmm. if you can relate to this in any way, if you've been through this, you know, if you've been through a divorce, we mm-hmm. would love to hear your feedback. But she did say he's looking for a job. You know, she didn't say, oh, he's just playing video games because right. that would drive me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It must be, she said, I'm seeing a side of him I never saw before and I don't like. That terrifies me, too.
The other unknown is how long has he been out of a job? If it's six months, you know, if it's been 2 weeks, then I get it.
So how long would you give your spouse?
Well, to find another job or to act that way?
Would this equally bother husbands as it does her?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. When you see zero effort, again, perception's reality. There might be a lot of effort during the day. And when she comes home, he's like, you don't have to, you know, looking for a job doesn't mean you're dressing up in suit and tie and a briefcase and walking around knocking on doors anymore, you know? It doesn't work like that.
Would you be nervous if, and we have Aiden and Maddie in the studio with us mm-hmm. too, our interns.
Yeah.
Would you be nervous if you knew that your spouse was working in a place where there's a lot of good looking people?
So are you?
Because that's what's happening. Like, she's working in sales and she says everybody at work is like good looking, buttoned up salespeople. They got to look good. That's first impression is everything.
Yeah.
And then you don't have a job. You're in your jammies.
You're a hot mess.
You're a hot mess.
Yeah, right.
I think in the husband's position, I would absolutely be worried because we're in a rocky spot anyway. And I think that's kind of the bigger picture is, you know, that situation is really just testing the strength of the marriage.
Yeah, right.
And then if it's going to fall short, you know, what are you going to do about it? Like, can't really do much at that point.
Seems like a thinly veiled excuse to bail on the relationship, though. That's
her excuse to bail?
If she bails on this relationship, shame on her.
I think
it's like, hey, my husband has cancer. I want a divorce. I get that vibe.
I got it. Women want you to, this sounds very stereotypical, but I think that she's coming at it like just look like you're giving a lot of effort. Or I know she says that he's trying to help around the house, but trying to help around the house, I'm reading between the lines. He's not really helping around the house. Like, you got to be active. And for him, like guys, I would imagine it's an ego thing with him, right?
Oh, yeah.
He probably is depressed.
Oh, yeah. Because he was used to being a man, you know, and he doesn't feel like one right now.
And I feel like keyword there could be trying, because I think sometimes there's a level of like willful ignorance or like weaponizing competence where you're like, oh, well, I don't know how to do it, so maybe it's better if you do it. And I don't want to read too much into that, but the also really big thing to consider is if this is causing like significant financial strain as well, that is like that can be a deal breaker for some people, and I get that, financial security.
Yeah. The financial part of it too.
He could have made a little more money than she did, or equal or a lot more, who knows? So there's that underlying pressure too.
Wow.
Oh, can I get a couple calls real quick?
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. Hi, DeBoz. Hi. Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I guess married for better or for worse is out the window.
Right?
I agree with everything that you said, Scott. I mean, unless this is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
I think leaving somebody because of that is horrible. Like, I'm sure there's sides of her that he doesn't like.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like everything comes out in a relationship. And you never know.
And Lord help, if we said something like that,
what do you say? Like, should she say? Like, she's telling us, but what should she say it to him? Hey, listen, I'm seeing a side of you I don't like. But then if he's already at a low and his ego's already.
Kick him when he's down. You don't want to do that. Yeah.
So how would you approach it?
I think she could gently share her insights, you know, like, and be encouraging. Mm-hmm. Like, honey, I've never seen you like this.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm there for you. What can we do? How can I help?
I've never seen you like this, and I don't like it. Shape up.
Take a shower.
I wish you were.
Take a shower.
Thank you.
She comes home with bags of clothes for him. Exactly. New clothes.
Hi, The Buzz. Is this Alex?
Yes, it is, Alex.
Hey, buddy. What's your insight?
Go to therapy.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, right. Yeah, it definitely sounds
seriously,
like...
Seriously, this is a situation where you, and very clearly, they need a third-party view on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She needs a perspective because, this is the first time he's ever been unemployed during their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She's never had him around and seen a domestic side of him. He's always been kind of more of the breadwinner, where she's been... playing second fiddle in the professional, and now it's flipped around. That's a whole different dynamic. And if it's a sudden change, like a job loss, you got to get a third perspective on this.
That's very true.
We're not the third. I mean, I think she was coming to us. We're the third party.
Yeah, we're free.
We're like the therapist right now. No, I think you just said something very important there, that she probably is uncomfortable being like, oh my God, wait a minute, now I'm the breadwinner, and maybe subconsciously she wants to be taken care of, or we all do, kind of in a way. I don't know. Like, I would be like, oh my God, wait, this is all on me now.
Yeah.
I am maybe more attracted to the guy that I work with that is kicking ass and, you know.
For the wrong reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Exactly. Right.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it, Mark.
And hold on. One more thing.
Yeah.
The other thing they need to do is he needs to look at, okay, what was my profession beforehand? What is something that is tangential to that that I can be doing?
Okay.
Either at home or as a career change, because there's the job market is very different, and sometimes you can't slot back into the previous field.
But you can do something that relates to it and probably make even more money, you know?
Or the same amount of money without having to do a massive amount of scale loss.
Oh, I see.
Job scale loss.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, all right, have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate
it, Alex.
Thank you. All right. Spizzano and Sandy. Spizzano 9 to Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy. Hi. 709. Scott Spizzano right here. Sandy Waters right there. We got intern Maddie and intern Aiden. What's up?
Hi. Yay! An hour away from live audience Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, if we told you there will be a million, like at least a million people there with 10,000 police officers, is that a place where you want to be?
I would love it!
Absolutely not.
The Knicks are celebrating in New York City today, and the town is literally shut down. They expect millions.
Millions
of people are going to come out on the streets to celebrate the
parade.
Win. Yeah, yeah.
So the parade kicks off at 10. Yeah. Officials say get there early, at least by 6, to find a good spot.
Okay, I'll be right.
Yeah, I know, right? Anybody know anybody who's going to this? No. And it's fascinating how sports is that one thing that unifies us all. You can be best friends with a complete stranger in seconds share the love of a sports team.
Everywhere I go, and it's always not even around here, if somebody's wearing a Bills jersey on my or shirt or anything with Bills, I'm like, go Bills.
They're like,
go Bills.
Instant friendship.
It's just like, go Bills.
The New York Knicks, as you know, won their first NBA championship in 50 freaking 3 years.
Before you were born.
Yes.
Sister.
Proudly. Do you guys know anything about life 53 years ago? Aiden, Maddie, college so students.
I don't know about life 53
years. The answer
years
is no.
Yes, yeah, no, yeah. Yes, no.
But I do have something related to this.
What's that?
Not the parade itself, but I had a buddy who was in New York after they won. I think it was game 3 or game 4, and he was partying in New York City, and he sent us some videos of like some of the bars he was at. Or
was it insane?
It was mayhem.
Craziest thing you would see. Unreal.
But good crazy. Like, this is what I wonder. When you hear about this, does it all of a sudden make you have FOMO, or do you want to stay as far away as possible? Because what kind of crazy are we talking about?
It's so big that it's not like in like one place. You see what I mean? It's going
to
be everywhere.
Okay, I know, but to
right?
be a part of...
Yeah, I'd like to be in on that. Not that I would like search it out all the time, but to experience that, if the Bills win the Super Bowl, I'm going to Buffalo.
You are? You see, I don't like crowds. I don't know. Maybe I just don't love anything enough to deal with. Listen, our entire life, we bitch about waiting. in long lines. We complain about crowds and all that uncomfortableness, and yet here we are signing up for it.
This is different.
Is it?
You know, when you go to Wegmans on a Saturday at noon, that sucks because there's too many people. When you go to the Super Bowl celebration parade, that's awesome. Big difference. Big difference.
I don't know.
Big difference.
It's like celebrating a birthday versus like, you know, a random event you have to go to kind of deal.
Yeah,
I think that's a nice.
So if I had a plane ticket right now, who would grab it?
To the New York parade? Yeah. I'd go. I'd grab it.
You would? Maddie? No.
I feel like Aiden? I'm more with you.
Yeah, I would go.
Yeah.
I would go. That would be something I want to experience like once or twice in life.
Right. Is that what it is? Yeah. Is it the history of it? Yeah. I was there. Maddie and I don't care.
No.
We don't need bragging rights.
I'd like to do the Thanksgiving parade down in New York. That'd be pretty cool because that's a big old party.
Absolutely not. You want to know why?
Why?
First of all.
Al Roker?
Where do you go to the bathroom? I hear people have to wear Depends. I'm not playing that game. If I'm going to a location where it's not easy to drive to and park, and there's not bathrooms all over the place, I'm not going to be there.
All right, that's you. That's fine. Other people to embrace this, you know?
Okay, Maddie, do you agree with me?
I do agree. It's like what you said about having to, you know, take care of what's going on because there's no bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I think about the people who line up for, like, the ball drop for New Year's Eve. I'm like, that sounds miserable to me.
I'm not doing that.
See, that's why us guys carry Gatorade bottles.
Okay, well, women can't.
You can get it to Shiwi.
The
Shiwi. Have you ever seen the Shiwi?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, isn't it great that he knows more about feminine?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of, everybody
knows
about
the Shiwi.
He's such a resource. He's a resource.
No, it's like a funnel.
We know. Okay.
And you take, you basically take your sweatshirt off and wrap it around your waist, and then
it's
there you go.
It's still uncomfortable.
Well, of course it's uncomfortable. You think it's uncomfortable with
the
Gatorade bottle?
Where's the end of the funnel going? Someone's going to think it's like a
party utensil. Siphon in some gas later. Got a funnel?
Is that a beer funnel?
Wow, that tastes weird.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
7:14 at the Buzz. Good luck, New York Knicks fans. Celebrate your butts off. Have a fun time and be careful.
Sandy won't be there. There's the father in you. There's the always a dad. Be careful. Mm-hmm. Be safe or you'll be sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, Jerker Justified. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Defeated.
A bit. It was a kick them when they're down moment yesterday, and I won't talk about it now.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember that one time when I was super young, and I was just barely legal, and we went on the Sunset Booze Cruise together, and there was a bunch of people, and it was a lot of fun. It was crazy.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz. Some call it rude.
Yep.
Others call it reasonable. This is Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Wow. I love your children, but not today, my friend. Your younger child is right. Going on trial for denying
Okay,
dad.
Hold on a second here. He's not a child. Okay?
He's a child. They're always kids. They will always be kids.
I will never see them as kids anymore. I see them as the adults. Yeah.
What kind of parent are you?
Normal?
No, I don't think so. Your kids are always your kids. Anyhow, keep going.
I don't treat him like a child. We treat each other like adults. But I do say I love you. So I call Anthony yesterday, my younger son. He's 27. 27. And he's got a pickup truck, and I had to get some stuff to FedEx, like lots of stuff, like hundreds of pounds worth of junk that we had to return. So I call him up. I'm like, hey, dude, you got a second today? I've got to get this, and I can't fit it in my car. It's a giant patio set, all in boxes. And I'm like, can you pop over quick? It's like FedEx is three streets over, about 5-6 minutes.
Okay.
He's like, no, I can't. How's Thursday? How about maybe Thursday? I can't really do it till the weekend. I'm like, dude. And my initial reaction was like,
he said no. That's it, right there.
He said no.
He denied dad. Drop your life for your father.
My initial reaction was like, okay, man, I get it. I understand you're busy.
No, you don't.
And then by the time I got back in the studio, I was on the phone out there, and I come back in. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I don't know. He's real. He has to drive around all day. He's got a bunch of work sites and crews that work for him, and he's always running back and forth.
No excuses. You can't. No. Jerk or justified. When you don't let dad, well, you tell dad no. You tell your parents no. You deny your parents when they need your help. Right there. That's the trial. 818-2899 on socials 98.9 The Buzz.
All right. So call us up, 818-2899. First call through. We got a 4-pack of passes to any home game, any home stand for Rochester Red Wings baseball, who are tied for number one in first place, by the way. Call us here. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, it's Jerk or Justified. Cool. What do you say?
Good morning.
Hello.
Can I ask a qualifying question? Qualifier?
Absolutely. Question? Yes.
Does this thing have to be done on that particular day?
Yeah, it had to be there before today. It had to be done yesterday.
It did?
Yeah.
Wait, when do you have, like, to make a return?
I was just following directions. Whatever the company, I got the email and all the printing labels and it says it has to be sent out by Thursday. So I couldn't do
it. Okay, so you had today,
too. He said he couldn't do today.
Oh, my God. Come on.
So.
I'm really torn, but I want to say justified because you should be able to have boundaries with your parents, even though you really should bend over backwards.
Did they have
them.
Boundaries for you? No. They did. You know how much they sacrificed?
You're adult.
It doesn't matter.
I pushed 12 hours to get you.
If my kid ever said this to me, dead. She's dead to me. I'm like, done.
Cool. It's one less
kid
you got to buy.
Give me my hips back.
One less kid you have to buy Christmas presents for.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one less kid I have to will.
That too. Jeez. Yeah, I'm kind of sitting here, you know. I have to admit, I'm a bit sad, a bit disappointed, but I understand.
It's okay. Yeah. You don't have to take a stand. You don't have to put a tally down because I know that's an awkward
spot
gonna, for you.
No, I'm not going to.
Yeah,
no,
we'll do it for you. I'll put an extra tally under.
All right, what's your name? Who's this?
Stephanie.
Guess what? You got tickets to the Red Wings game. You got a 4-pack of family passes to any homestand. Sound good?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, hold the line. Hold the line. Hook you up. Stay right there. I got to get your info. Okay, this one here. Hey, good morning. The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Okay, nice. Kids in the cradle. Does this work?
I kind of want to listen to the lyrics.
Oh, maybe because you weren't there for him enough that now.
I didn't
just like payback.
I didn't think so. Came to the
world and the Peggy's in for a little early for live audience Thursday.
Hi,
perfect
Peggy.
Time, hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Does this trigger you in any way? How do you feel, jerk or justified, to say no to dad?
I'm feeling like I'm leaning toward jerk right now.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Stay there. I'm putting your tally already down.
Sandy wants us to be jerk. Everything she is pitching is going toward jerk.
Okay,
today.
Why do you think?
All right. First of all, could you not just have switched vehicles with him?
Good one.
No, because he's got a pickup truck full of tools and equipment and supplies that he has to
Don't
deliver.
Don't make excuses for him. Okay,
I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. He has to go deliver stuff to work sites for his guys. I get it. So he didn't have any room in his truck.
Empty the truck. You do whatever it takes to take care of your parents, period. There's no right.
I'm still with you, Sandy.
Yeah. How many kids do you have, Peggy?
3.
And if any of them. Which one would it be that you know?
You know I'm going to be like him.
Actually, I have to say, I'm sure at least one of them would do this. No, I'm still siding with Sandy all the way.
Yeah,
I don't care what.
Yeah. That's fine. Cool. 818-2899 if there's any more calls. Guys.
Aiden, what do you think? Vote jerk or justified? Just a statement, jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Jerk. Okay. Maddie, jerk or justified?
Had to do it to him. It's jerk.
Yes. You should have saw Maddie's face. She was like heartbroken. She didn't even have kids. She's a college student. She's like appalled and shocked. So there we go. Anthony, you're a good kid. But I'm sorry.
See you later, can I have them please?
Okay.
And the kids! Can't do this!
Yes.
Aww.
Jerk.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Are you going to share this podcast with them?
Hmm?
Are you going to share this podcast with them? Share this podcast with all your kids.
Yeah.
Make it known now. Okay.
Can't wait for Father's Day on Sunday.
Are you sure? He's probably too busy.
What's that?
Too busy. Yeah, He's too busy. Okay, coming up just after 8 o'clock, we got Buzz Shots, a toast to you for listening to the show all these years, live audience Thursday. Keep It PG is also coming up.
The Buzz.
All right. Raising shot glasses here on 99 The Buzz.
Here we go.
All right.
What you want to do on a Thursday morning?
Feel the vibe. Thursday live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. Say shot, 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 shot. We're doing shots of Moose Knuckle Moonshine.
Cheers. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Okay,
right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy. Live audience.
Everybody in the studio is like, this is weird. We're supposed to be on the clock and we're doing shots.
Shot clock. Yeah, have fun. Mm-hmm. This is local from Moose Knuckle Moonshine. Apple pie. It's apple pie.
Yeah, it tastes good, right?
It's not bad.
So we have Allison in the studio with us, Emma and Joseph, all from the Susan B. Anthony house.
Come on, yay! Come for yourselves, yay!
Fan Peggy, too, from the Palmisano Strong. That's the non-for-profit that you started.
Yeah!
For your brother.
Thank you, Peggy.
Yay!
So you don't have us. You are the studio audience and the guest, so you have to clap for yourself.
I know. It's
well, welcome. We're going to have fun this hour. We're going to play Keep It PG in a couple minutes.
I know. When I was talking to Allison, who is the president and CEO of the Susan B. Anthony House?
Yes.
And when I was like, I'm like, are you sure? Because we play Keep It PG. Yeah, yeah, it's fine, it's fine.
Yeah, she's
like, but Allison, you're a president and CEO. Are you okay? Yeah, we'll do shots.
Doesn't mean she has to be, she doesn't have to be all stuffy and professional. She's part of history, and there was Rochester history, which is worldwide.
And I mean, Susan B. Anthony, I think herself would be proud that you are here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
She I hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. No, I think so. I think so. All right, Keep It PG's coming up. Find out how we'll react. We'll go for what?
Wait, hang on.
Oh, you got to do that. Oh, yeah.
We got to figure. I thought you were going to give shout-outs.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Sandy. I forgot. I also want to give a shout-out. It's a great story. I met a bunch of people yesterday that wanted to say hi. They're like, oh, you're so. Yeah, I'm like, yes, that's me. I pulled up to the Burger King in Webster. Right?
Uh-huh.
And Gail and Nikki work at that Burger King, and they're like, oh, you and Sandy are on that light commercial for Illuminating Expressions. Oh. I'm like, oh, we see you on TV all the time, and we listen all the time.
Aww.
So shout out to Gail and Nikki at Burger King, who have been with the company, both have been with the company 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And also, I want to say hi to my DoorDasher. His name is Kire from Macedonia. Listens to the Buzz every morning while he's doing his deliveries and stuff.
So there you go. That shot was for you guys too. A toast to you guys.
Macedonia is right near Caledonia.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Okay. So now we're gonna play Keep It PG in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's four of you. Two of you will play. Two of you will be the judge. So Peggy, you pick one person. This is a person that's gonna play. Which one? Oh, you're grabbing that one. we're like almost fighting for it. Okay. Allison is playing.
All right.
Okay, Allison, pick the other person that will play. Okay. And that person is?
Joseph.
Joseph.
Joseph. Keep It PG. And Emma and Peggy, you guys are the judges, okay? Keep It PG is coming up in about 10 minutes.
98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Live audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. Yay! Hey, Spazzano and Sandy, and it's time for the one and only Keep It PG,
Rules of the game.
Which means pretty good.
Yeah. No, okay. Rules of the game, if you're not familiar with Keep It PG, we do it every Thursday at this time. You cannot use the same answer someone else gives. So playing today is Allison, Joseph, and Scotty.
Yes.
You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds. The most creative gets the point. Mm-hmm. Peggy and Emma are the judges today. So it's not necessarily most PG. It's not most practical. It is the most creative. Most important rule, you have to keep it PG.
Yeah, so not the first thing that comes to mind.
So there will be three rounds. If we do need a tiebreaker, we have an audio piece.
Sandy can't wait to use this.
Well,
It's crazy.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get there. Right. Are you ready? Allison from the Susan B. Anthony House.
Yeah.
President and CEO.
Yes.
Taking it for the team. Ready? Are you ready? You kick us off every time.
I think so.
Okay, good.
Name something couples enjoy doing behind closed doors.
Oh.
Napping.
Oh, napping.
Joseph, keep it PG.
Arguing? I don't know.
Ooh, arguing, yeah.
You know, getting in little fights, maybe.
Yeah.
You want to get mad at your person, you know, sometimes. I don't
know. Okay. Scott Spazzano, name something couples enjoy doing behind closed doors. Keep it PG.
Oh, you guys are killing me. Both my answers. Things couples
most creative gets the point.
Behind closed doors. Keep it PG.
Keep it PG. Peggy and Emma, get ready to judge.
Play the game Great Danes and Rubber Sheets.
Oh, wow. Okay, I wish you could see everyone's facial expression.
That was PG.
Okay. Yeah. Grab up to the mic, Emma, Peggy, who...
I really like Joseph's answer. I think arguing is...
You got to agree,
pretty
though.
That's pretty creative, like, on the fly.
What do you think, Peggy? Do you agree?
I'm going to go with arguing if we're going with these two, because snapping, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to... Sorry, Allison.
It's a good answer.
But are you going to explain to us just what your thing is?
You've never heard of the game Great Danes and Rubber Sheets?
Explain. No. Don't explain. Okay. Don't slow down the game here. Who gets the point?
I'd have to keep it PG. That's right.
I think
Joseph gets a point. Yay.
Okay, round two. Are you ready?
You guys have a thing against rubber sheets or Great Danes?
Allison, name something men can't control when they get excited.
Their tempers.
Ah.
Ooh, yeah, good one.
Joseph, keep it PG. Mm-hmm. Name something men just can't control when they get excited.
Maybe like their crazy laughs.
Oh, crazy laugh.
I don't know.
That was a good one, Joseph.
Crazy laugh, yeah.
Scott Spazzano, keep it PG. Name something men just can't control when they get excited.
Their beer cup when the Bills score a touchdown.
Oh,
actually, that might have been a comeback. Yeah. Okay, Peggy, Emma, who gets the point?
Go ahead, Emma.
Come on, Emma.
I don't know. I think it's a toss between...
No, can't be a toss.
Well, let her talk it out. Let her talk it out.
Between Joseph's answer and Scotty's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
okay.
Then,
wow, Allison, you just...
No.
Nobody's even considering yours at all.
Their temper is also a really good answer.
Mm. Okay, so which one is it going to be?
What do you think?
Come on, judges.
I'm going with Joseph because I am really happy to say that I don't... My husband doesn't really have a temper.
Ah.
Wait, a laugh won the point?
Well,
okay, fine. You guys are the judges. Yeah. Are you ready?
All right.
Joseph's on the board again.
On the board again. Could be a slam dunk.
Final one. Allison, name something that's best when you really get your hips into it.
Shooting a soccer ball. We've got the World Cup going on.
That's a good one.
Joseph, name something that's best when you really get your hips into it.
All I could think of was just like dancing.
Dancing?
Oh, dancing. Scott Spazzano, keep it PG. Name something that's best when you really get your hips into it.
Twerking.
Ooh. Peggy, Emma. Who gets the point?
I'm going with Allison.
Allison is on the board, yay, but she does not win the game. Joseph wins.
Joseph wins. Keep it PG. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Well, there you go. We'll do it again next week with another round of victims. Live audience Thursday, people.
98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz. Hi, it's Spazzano Sandy with you. Scott Spazzano, Sandy Waters, and the casts of thousands of people in the studio this morning.
Live audience Thursday. The Susan B. Anthony House is in with Allison, Emma, and Joseph.
Yes.
And Peggy is also here from the Buzz fam.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in, guys. It's fun.
Okay.
And if you turn around and look out the window, you do not want to be out there right now. It is pouring downtown.
It just all of a sudden got really dark in the studio.
It's blazing out there.
So here's the question that I'm putting out there. And 818-2899, feel free to join in on the conversation. To Is it bad to intentionally set up your daughter's date to fail?
Tell the story.
So we were talking about this earlier in the week, and I thought, oh, this is such an appropriate conversation mm-hmm. because the Susan B. Anthony house is in. Mm-hmm. This is really a conversation about strong, independent woman versus male chivalry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There can be both, I believe.
Can there be? Mm-hmm. Because my daughter, there was now, I don't want to call it a date. I don't want to mislabel this, what happened. But there was a boy who picked her up and they were going to go to Shake Shack for dinner.
Yeah,
high end. Very high end. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, she's 17. So she comes downstairs and as she's getting ready, my husband calls up to her and says, Lexi, before you go, you have to bring up the garbage totes from the driveway. And it's the garbage tote and the recycle bin tote, right. The big one. Mm-hmm. And she's like, really? Before I go, yes. Okay, fine. She comes downstairs. She's like, he's pulling in. And we said, you cannot go anywhere until he comes to the door.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so two tests. Because when he obviously intentionally asked her to pull up the garbage totes because he wants to see, A, will she do it? And B, will he help her? Right?
Right, yeah.
Do you think that he passed those tests?
How'd the story end? How did the night unfold after he pulled
like
in the parking lot?
Assume that he at least passed one of them.
Okay, which one do you think?
I hope he went to the door.
Didn't go to the door. No. Poor little girl is lugging up, and now she's getting ready for a date. She's got her little short golf skirt on and her little pink top and her Converse sneakers. She's lugging up these garbage totes up the driveway.
He didn't get out and help her.
Goes all the way back down, lugs up the recycle bin up the driveway. So... yeah, failed. Now, some people would argue that was mean of us to test the boy like that because he was probably very nervous.
You did more of her than you did him.
You really put the pressure
on both of them.
And she passed. She was a good girl.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a blurred line, I feel like, nowadays. Guys are uncomfortable with how much they should help.
Really?
Because there's this strong, independent woman, I can do it. I don't need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the male chivalry. Well, do you want my help? Mm-hmm. So I kind of can see that. How do we feel about that in the room? Especially because you guys are from the Susan B. Anthony house. Peggy, you have three kids, one daughter, two sons who are very overprotective.
Okay, good, 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 good. Who wants to go first?
I don't know. I feel like...
get right on that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like... going to the door is like, I don't know. I feel like that's just what you should
that's
do.
That's basic.
You
should do,
I feel
yeah.
like that's just, especially if you're meeting someone for the first time, mm-hmm. like maybe staying in the car is not.
So if you go out, are you with someone right now?
I am, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did they come to the door the first date?
Yes.
And okay. if they Multiple didn't, mm-hmm. would they be dead? Like dead to me?
I don't think they would be dead, but I would.
to your parents.
To me, but I would be like, oh. Okay.
Okay.
I
yeah.
Would, I don't know if it would like determine
one notch.
Dating
well, it'd be
that
one
was
notch.
Like a
yeah.
one. Huh.
Yeah.
That's something I'm going to pay attention to. What is it for mm-hmm. you? Like mm-hmm. red flag moment.
Mm.
Oh, Joseph has
Joseph
something.
Got one?
Come on, Joseph.
Get on the mic.
Talk
there.
To me about.
Yeah, straight in.
I don't know about like red flag moment. I don't know. It's hard for me to say, but I see my friends with their like significant other people. Mm-hmm. I don't know The men today, they're interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, interesting is an interesting way yeah. to describe that today.
You know what? Let me just say, there's shortcuts provided to guys these days. Like, I can text you, say, I'm here.
Yeah,
and that's
no,
a,
I don't
that's
like
a shortcut
that.
That's available to us. Whether you think it's right or not is a different story, but there's a lot of shortcuts.
Do you feel uncomfortable? Like, if you were, I don't know who walked in first. Joseph, did you open the door for Allison and Emma?
I didn't, but I think I let them go in first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold your own door, Allison. Walk in. Aiden, you are a young college kid, just graduated SUNY Brockport. Yeah. Do you feel uncomfortable when you step in to help?
Absolutely not. So no. I will say, like, with my girlfriend, I always open her door for her. Like, when mm-hmm. we're going to the car, I open, you know, every door, like...
Mm-hmm.
I try very hard to do all that traditional stuff still, and she really appreciates it. I think there's more of a place for that. As the relationship progresses, I do get Scott's mm-hmm. point, especially early on, but I do think your story specifically, mm-hmm. boy, really passed the test. That's really bad.
Right now, if your girlfriend was walking across the street from the parking garage, would you go out there and lay your jacket in a puddle?
Probably, yeah.
Would you carry her?
Yes, absolutely. I will and I have.
You know,
Allison,
what?
Would you expect that from a guy? Like, if okay, let's say you go grocery shopping and there's two cases of water bottles you bought. Would you be okay carrying one of those cases, or would you expect him to carry both?
I would be okay carrying one of the cases.
Why?
Why not?
I grew up on a farm, so I'm pretty independent. But I do think, like, I look at my brother's relationship. He just got married, and his wife is amazing, and he loves how independent she is. She's an engineer. She wears work boots to work. And so I look at that, and I'm like, well, that's really great. They're very supportive of one another. But, yeah, I would expect them to carry one. If I was carrying both, I think that would be a problem.
So, you know, Millie Bob, what's her name? Millie Bob from Stranger Things, Millie right? Bob. She's married.
Millie.
Millie Bobby Brown.
You're
like
whatever.
Millie Bob.
Well, whatever. Short her name. What's her name? I love her. But she's married to Jon Bon Jovi's son, right? Which I wish I got my in on that family, but whatever. So there is a picture of them that is going around, and everybody is exploding about it because she is carrying, I don't know, like some stuff and her baby. Meanwhile, he's a few steps behind carrying nothing.
Okay.
And everyone's blasting him. Like,
yeah,
where's Mel? Like chivalry is dead, and why isn't he helping her?
You know, the male versus female, specifically chivalry, is a kind of a dilemma for us guys in this day and age, because we want the independent, we love independent, you know, women.
Yeah.
That, but we also want to be that protector-ish kind of, like, you know, you're not going to cover for me, I'm going to cover for you. I'm going to make so we have this need in us to help, and when you don't accept it, it kind of feels bad for us, but then we don't want to impose on you by thinking that you think that you might be the lesser. You know what I'm saying? It's really difficult. It's kind of like this weird juggling act we got to do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. She did come forward though, Millie Bob, you know, and she was like, she was like, I got it. I didn't need his help. He's very helpful. So she had to, like,
she had to explain herself.
She had to explain the picture. Yeah, that went crazy. But anyhow, so there you go.
Cool, guys. Thanks.
98.9 The Buzz. Still free. Still awesome.
Hey, it's Live Audience Thursday. They clap for themselves. Yay!
They do. Yes, we love it.
Yes, we love it. You're on 98.9 The Buzz. And Spizzano and Sandy. Peggy's here. Buzz fam. Also our friends from Susan B. Anthony House, Allison, Emma, and Joseph. And you guys, I hope you had fun this morning. I know it's kind of weird and like hurry up, then stop, and then hurry up and stuff like that. But let's talk. Wait, everybody's got something going on here. First with the Susan B. Anthony House. You guys have been in the spotlight for years now, and we're so proud to have this actually be like part of the Kevin Bacon of the world. Like, everything comes back to Rochester. You know what I mean? What's the latest that's going on over there?
Yeah, we have a lot going on right now. Early voting has been going on since last Saturday, so you can come and early vote here at the museum from noon until 8 o'clock tonight, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's from 9 to 5, and we're really thrilled to be an early voting location, and we'll be doing that for the general election in the fall as well.
Now, for early voting, you don't need to go to a specific location to vote.
Yeah,
right?
My understanding is that anybody that is registered to vote in Monroe County can come and vote at any of the early voting locations.
It's a great idea. If you haven't been to the Susan B. Anthony House or ever or in a long time, go back. Go back. Yeah. So great. Thanks for coming in. And it was cool because Suffs was in town. And that's basically the musical about the whole movement, right? You guys got to go see the show?
Yeah, we did. And Joseph and Emma, feel free to chime in. We went as a staff, and then we also welcomed the Suffs cast and crew to the museum.
Cool. How was it?
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
It was really good. The story was really good, and did their research too. Like,
this microphone sucks. I'm so sorry. Get
don't
back
interrupt
here.
Her.
Huh? I can't hear her. I can't hear her.
Sorry.
I thought it was me.
And the cast is fabulous. They are so sweet, and they did so much research on who they were playing, the historical figures. It was really good.
That's amazing. That's so cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. So go down to the Susan B. Anthony House this weekend if you can. You got something to do? Go on down there. Forget Harbor Fest.
Oh, wow. You could do both, you know. Peggy started a foundation, a charity event as well, right? For your brother, your late brother?
Yep. I lost my brother in March of 22 to ALS. I began the nonprofit Pomisano Strong, and We raise money for the funding of research for ALS. We're partnered with URMC, and we also help provide critical care for those living with the disease to live as normal a life as possible for as long as possible.
That's awesome. Got any events coming up or a way we can get to a website to find out more?
Our website is palmasanostrong.org. We just had our golf tournament on Saturday, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was really, really a great turnout. And the one perfect day that did not look like this.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. We were thinking about you because you came on last week for kickoff the weekend to talk about it.
That's right.
And I was thinking about you on Saturday. I'm like, oh, my God. This is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Make it so, right?
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Thanks again, guys, for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. You're all part of the Buzz fam now. All right.
If you ever want to come in for Live Audience Thursday, just reach out to us on socials, 98.9 The Buzz, or me directly, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Commercial Free 98 is coming up in just a few minutes at the top of the hour. We're going to do 98 straight minutes of Buzz Tunes just to kick off your workday.
We appreciate you listening every day to the show. You truly are part of the Buzz fam. If you miss anything from the show, you can search out the Spisano and Sandy podcast, either by Spisano and Sandy or the Breakfast Buzz. Easier to spell.
Yeah, easier.
Right now, it is time to say we out.
We out. Like your power later today when the wind blows 50 miles an hour.
Bye. 98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.